I don't know if you've ever been to a women's self-defense class, but there's often a guy in a big, bulky suit whose job is to just stand there and get hit. Well, there's one class in the Bay Area where he does a whole lot more than that, and where that need for self-defense can feel a lot more real. KLW's Casey Miner takes us there in this episode of her podcast, The Specialist. And a special warning, this piece deals with violence and sexual assault, and it does have some strong language.
Hey, just hold up for just a second. I'm not gonna lie, I just need like $5.
I don't have any money, I'm sorry.
Nice.
You got money.
If someone is telling me, oh, back away, I'll be, yeah, no problem, I'm backing away. But I'm taking steps towards them.
You need to back off.
I'm asking you nicely.
You need to leave me alone. I cannot help you.
I want there to be a clear point where it turns from where you're just talking to someone to where someone's an actual threat.
Listen, bitch, I'm going to take it out of you, or you're going
to
give it to me.
You need to leave me alone.
Then he gets an elbow to the face.
Drop! No! No! Axe! No! No!
When I see the suit, I don't see Tim. Like, I see some crazy, mean guy.
Tim Kinney and the suit, they may as well be two different people. So just keep that in your mind starting now. Tim's a tall, blonde, kind of goofy guy in his 40s who does a lot of martial arts and lives in San Francisco with his wife and two dogs.
We had three. In June, we lost our oldest dog, Logan, and it was so sad.
I'm sorry.
Okay, so that's Tim the guy. Then there's Tim the suit.
Wait, how old are you? Like, 16,
just walk
17?
Away. It doesn't matter how old I am.
Nice. It doesn't matter how old you are. I mean,
leave me alone. Just walk away.
I don't
want
to think about
something. Good job. Big no!
No!
Good!
The suit is his work outfit, a modified, super padded football uniform and a giant foam head covered with duct tape that makes him look like a creepy cartoon alien. This is the disguise he uses to become a kind of guy you don't want to run into.
The short version of the job is I'm a walking, trash-talking heavy bag.
Well, you and Moloch of June Quinn.
I don't feel like talking to you.
Tim's one of a few mock attackers who work for Impact Bay Area. It's a chapter of a national organization that runs intensive self-defense classes, primarily for women. By intensive, I mean 8 hours a day for 3 straight days. I mean that Tim and the other mock attackers will come after you repeatedly until you develop the reflexes and skills to fight back. I mean that they will say awful, vile things while they do this.
I bet you'd like some of that, wouldn't you?
I need to get going. Right, I need you to keep walking.
Typically in our classes, we have people who've survived simple assault, sexual assault, incest, you know, like just the whole range of bad things that can happen to people, that can happen to anyone, but that do happen to women specifically.
You have to be ready for anything. So Tim has a lot of different characters on hand, like this guy, played by Tim in the suit, who looks at an older woman in the class and says, creepily, "You remind me of my mother."
Leave me alone! Back off!
That's just one of the characters. There are more.
I have someone who is just a drunk who's clueless. I have a drunk who is aggressive, who's always wanted to do bad things to people, and now is going to. I have someone who's, I guess, like a really high-functioning sociopath who's untriggerable and planned and has an extremely high pain threshold and will really not be stopped until he's taken apart.
Would you mind showing me kind of what, if you were being a drunk person or something, like what you would do?
Yeah, you walk like a drunk person. You stumble and you just kind of walk around. If I'm talking, I'll slur my voice. What are your headphones for? Hey, I'm Larry. How's it going?
Almost instantly, I see him become that other person. After 20 minutes of a casual conversation, I'm suddenly just a little bit nervous. His shoulders slump, his eyes get small and mean. And even though the words he's saying aren't threatening, there's just this menace. And this is his job.
Hey, stay over there. You're making
me uncomfortable. Oh, hey, Amber, come right there.
Stay over there.
Hey, it's funny. I'm from Sixwood. Where are you from?
You know what? I don't
want to
talk right now.
Nice.
Leave me alone.
I just sort of and we'll try and like channel sort of like the various archetypes of toxic masculinity.
It's very nicely phrased.
Thanks, I worked hard on it just now.
Yeah, so as you might imagine, chances are a guy who says things like various archetypes of toxic masculinity is not in real life one of those archetypes. He found out about Impact through a friend who had taken the class. He watched her fight another mock attacker.
And it touched part of me because, like, people who are close to me, those things have happened to. And it was difficult to sit through. It was just hard.
He wanted to help. He was accomplished in martial arts, and he hated his other job at the time. He was serving eviction notices, among other things. He says he wanted to do something good for the world, and this is what he picked.
So wait to get in position, and I'll say a word that begins and ends with a letter K, and it has an I and a C in the middle. And that's when you'll know what to do, all right? So spit. And switch. Switch the leg down.
No.
And kick. And switch.
No.
Now, a lot of his job is working with rooms full of women to perfect their kicks and rolls. He helps them yell no a little bit louder. He works with other mock attackers and with female instructors called whistles to drill lots of different kinds of fights. He says he feels like he makes a difference for the women in the class, and the class has made a difference for him.
My wife was actually really skeptical of me starting this work for a couple different reasons. And I've found and she's found that I've become just much more emotionally open and available and more articulate about my feelings before. Before that, I was like a typical Irish-American New Englander, like very, 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 very limited emotional range and really, really limited ability to articulate my feelings for a person who's generally pretty articulate. But that's, you know, that's changed. That's opened up.
A big thing about the classes is that they're really, really supportive. Every time a woman fights Tim or another mock attacker, the rest of the class whoops and cheers her on. Part of the reason is it's just so intense without that. The adrenaline, the feelings of threat and fright, they're real, even if they're happening in a safe place.
What I really remember well is my first day of instructor training. I remember going to Trader Joe's afterwards and not wanting to get within 30 feet of any woman who was shopping because I was used to watching them and, like, you know, coiling myself for a strike.
That lasted for a while. He says he'd feel like women around him could tell what he'd just been doing. He knew he was doing the bad things for the right reasons, but the stakes created some bizarre inner dialogue.
I felt like I was just like the Michelin tire man, like walking through a China shop of someone's life. Like, you know, you're in this bulky armor and you're backing up a woman and you're calling her a bitch. And at the same time, you're thinking like, am I presenting a good target? Am I close enough to refer her to hit? And, oh, what am I f***ing up? Am I doing permanent and lasting damage to someone? Am I re-traumatizing people? I don't want to re-traumatize people. I really want to help them work through trauma. Does this even work?
Do you think they're afraid of you?
Yeah.
I'm Mariko Sturgis. I'm 21, and I go to college. I guess I present more butch lesbian, which I have heard I threaten masculinity. So that's the problem, I guess.
Mariko's the woman you heard fighting with Tim at the beginning of this story. She's fought him a lot, actually. She's taken almost every class Impact offers. She started taking the classes after an incident at her college a few years ago. A group of guys she didn't know blocked her way in an empty parking lot.
Something about they get more p- than I do, and I steal all the bitches, and then, yeah, I can't really remember. I kind of blocked it out again. But those are the two things that I've remembered ever since.
Eventually, the guys let her go. Mariko says this kind of thing has happened to her a lot, but this incident was the scariest. It's the one that sent her to the class.
Can you just, like, describe your first day
for me? Oh, God. I thought I was going to puke. I was so scared.
And part of that fear was Tim.
I hated Tim. I couldn't stand him. I probably called him every name under the sun, to be honest with you. I mean, I may have called him a douchebag, and I may have called him a dick. I wanted to do fights with him so I could beat the crap out of him.
There's one fight in particular she remembers.
Yeah, it was with Tim.
One thing you should know here, religion's really important to Mariko. She's a youth leader in her church. But it's also something people use against her because she's gay. So she asked him to make this fight personal, and he did.
He did a lot of religious-based crap and said a lot of stuff to me during a ground assault. So I was on the ground and he was holding me down on top of me.
What did he say?
If I could remember. It was just a bunch. I kind of blocked it out. It was a lot of like, you're going to hell. You need to come to the light. And then at the very end, he said something like, I'm going to kill you because no one wants you around anyway. And that's when he went in for the choke. And I fought back. Yeah.
This fight was a big turning point for Mariko. She says she was crying, but she fought anyway. And she gained confidence. She got what she came there for. But it didn't make her like Tim any better. Even much later, she says her body would still shake when she saw him.
Does he know this stuff?
No. I've never told him any of this. So.
How do you feel about him hearing this?
I hope he still likes me after. I think he will, but yeah, I mean, if he hears it, he hears it. I'm being honest about it, so. But I just hope he still likes me.
The reason Mariko's so worried about Tim hearing this, it's not because she's still scared of him. She's not. It's because they're colleagues now. After taking multiple impact classes, Mariko's training to be a mock attacker, too. She'll be one of the only women who does the job.
Hey, Casey, this is Tim.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I asked Mariko if I could play some of our interview for Tim to see how he did take it. And she said, okay.
Okay, so let me play you this last little chunk.
I mean, I may have called him a douchebag, and I may have called him a dick. I wanted to do fights with him so I could beat the crap out of him.
You're laughing.
That's really funny. Douchebag and dick are, like, two of the main kind of, like, characters that I try and act like. I don't know, those are the words that I, when I get in the character that I describe to myself, like, I'll put on the helmet, I'll be like, all right, be a douchebag, or all right, be a dick. So it's funny that she used those two words.
So you're hearing that and you're like, all right, I did it.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I'm like, all right, that was a good job. That was, you know, tradecraft right there. I was an effective douchebag and I was an effective dick.
Can I help you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, jeez. Oh, leg.
I can't help you, but you can go call an officer. I'm sure someone over there can help me.
When Mariko and Tim fight now, she's watching him in a different way. She's learning how to be an effective douchebag herself. But during these practice fights, the adrenaline is still very real.
Sometimes it does baffle me if, like, a student has a good thing to say about the student instructor, because there's that thing where, like, most of what you've seen of me has been me yelling at you and terrorizing you and just being a dick, you know? So sometimes I'm baffled. People are like, oh, thank you, or they want to give high fives or stuff like that. Like, if I was me, I would just want to leave the room for the most part.
Yeah, no, there were no high fives wanting to be given to you. There was a lot of bad words instead. Looking back, I'm like, wow, I really judged someone. But, you know, when you have that experience of being harassed and being hurt, and then this man comes in that reminds you so much of somebody that's done that, it's really hard not to.
I'll go this way. All right, ready?
Yep.
All right, ready stance. One leg forward, one leg back. All right, come on.
No! Nice. No!
Nice. All right.